This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by what I submit would be a great Christmas gift to give, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. Check it out at easybiblenamesguide.com. Thanks. Welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 603. My name is Steve Webb and I'm your host. If this is your first time here, I hope you like what you hear. Good to meet you. If you've been around before, welcome back. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we read the Old Testament. Every Tuesday and Thursday, we read the New Testament. Our reading today is Revelation 13 through 15 from the World English Bible. Let's begin. Revelation chapter 13. Then I stood on the sand of the sea. I saw a beast coming up out of the sea, having 10 horns and 7 heads. On his horns were 10 crowns, and on his heads blasphemous names. The beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were like those of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. One of his heads looked like it had been wounded fatally. His fatal wound was healed, and the whole earth marveled at the beast. They worshipped the dragon because he gave his authority to the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, "Who was like the beast? Who was able to make war with him?" A mouth speaking great things and blasphemy was given to him. Authority to make war for 42 months was given to him. He opened his mouth for blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his dwelling, those who dwell in heaven. It was given to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation was given to him. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, everyone whose name has not been written from the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb who has been killed. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. If anyone is to go into captivity, he will go into captivity. If anyone is to be killed with the sword, he must be killed. Here is the endurance and the faith of the saints. I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. He had 2 horns like a lamb, and he spoke like a dragon. He exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence. He makes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose fatal wound was healed. He performs great signs, even making fire come down out of the sky to the earth in the sight of people. He deceives my own people who dwell on the earth because of the signs he was granted to do in front of the beast, saying to those who dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast who had the sword wound and lived. It was given to him to give breath to it, to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as wouldn't worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all, the small and the great, the rich and the poor, the free and the slave, to be given marks on their right hands or on their foreheads, and that no one would be able to buy or sell unless he has that mark, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. He who has understanding, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Revelation chapter 14. I saw, and behold, the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him a number, 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. I heard a sound from heaven, like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of a great thunder. The sound which I heard was like that of harpists playing on their harps. They sang a new song before the throne, and before the four living creatures and the elders. No one could learn the song except the 144,000, those who had been redeemed out of the earth. These are those who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are those who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed by Jesus from among men, the first fruits to God and to the Lamb. In their mouth was found no lie, for they are blameless. I saw an angel flying in mid-heaven, having an eternal good news to proclaim those who dwell on the earth and to every nation, tribe, language, and people. He said with a loud voice, "Fear the Lord and give him glory, for the hour of his judgment is come. Worship him who made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and the springs of waters.
Another, a second angel, followed, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, which has made all the nations to drink of the wine of the wrath of her sexual immorality. Another angel, a third, followed them, saying with a great voice, If anyone worships the beast and his image, and receives a mark on his forehead or on his hand, he also will drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is prepared unmixed in the cup of his anger. He will be tormented with fire and sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. The smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever. They have no rest day and night, those who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. Here is the perseverance of the saints, those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. I heard a voice from heaven saying, Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their works follow with them. I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and on the cloud one sitting like a son of man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, Send your sickle and reap, for the hour to reap has come, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. He who sat on the cloud thrust his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. Another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven. He also had a sharp sickle. Another angel came out from the altar, he who has power over fire, and he called with a great voice to him who had the sharp sickle, saying, Send your sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for the earth's grapes are fully ripe. The angel thrust his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vintage of the earth, and threw it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. The winepress was trodden outside of the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even to the bridles of the horses, as far as 1,600 stadia. Revelation chapter 15. I saw another great and marvelous sign in the sky, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them God's wrath is finished. I saw something like a sea of glass mixed with fire, and those who overcame the beast, his image, and the number of his name standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God. They sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God, the Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, you King of the nations. Who wouldn't fear you, Lord, and glorify your name? For you are holy, for all the nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. After these things I looked, and the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. The seven angels who had the seven plagues came out, clothed with pure, bright linen, and wearing golden sashes around their breasts. One of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God who lives forever and ever. The temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. No one was able to enter into the temple until the seven plagues of the seven angels would be finished. Hey, if you're like me, there are some family members or friends asking you what you want for Christmas. Now, come on, you know you've been wanting a copy of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. Just tell them to go to easybiblenamesguide.com. That's easy, right? May God bless the reading of His Word. You know, as we read Revelation and try to understand the prophecies contained in it, like the fall of Babylon and the mark of the beast, the 666, which is the number of a man, it's natural to try and understand them and put them into a familiar frame of reference. For example, let's consider the number 666. Throughout history, believers have thought that it was Nero to Muhammad to Henry Kissinger to Barack Obama. And I'm certainly not going to venture a guess, because until he is revealed, a guess is just a guess. We can know this. The number does represent a very real person, and when the time comes, all will know who he is. Some people are superstitious about the number 666. If their total at a cash register comes up to 666, they'll buy something else to change it. Athletes who are assigned entry number 666 will ask for a different number or refuse to compete. The list goes on, and in my opinion, it's just plain foolish, as all superstitions are. These prophecies will come about, just as the prophecies of Jesus' first coming did. The best thing for us to do in preparation for His second coming is to do the work He called us to do. Love God with all our heart and soul and mind. Love others, and share the good news until the day of His coming, or until we are called home. What do you think? If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Well, who's on your list to receive their own copy of Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide? Will you give a PDF version or a book that you can wrap and put under the tree? You can get either at easybiblenamesguide.com. I'll see you tomorrow when we get back to the book of Zechariah. There's only 5 more Old Testament episodes left. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.